From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. They're still keeping their fingers crossed the new cap is keeping oil from leaking from BP's well in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports there are some doubts.
Engineers say the signs are promising but not conclusive as they check pressure readings from the bottom of the sea. An around-the-clock vigil, they're trying to determine if the temporary cap that's been placed atop the well is strong enough to hold back the oil or if there are leaks in the well or the seafloor. The pressure readings are key but confusing. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's overseeing this crisis for the government, says pressure readings aren't rising as high as expected, and scientists are trying to determine if that means there's an undiscovered leak somewhere down in the well, or after 3 months into the spill, the reservoir that's the source of the oil could be running lower. The testing will go on. The cap is a temporary measure until relief wells can be completed. The first of two could be done by late this month. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
President Obama went on the offense in his weekly address today, accusing Republicans of playing politics with bills to increase lending to small business and extend jobless benefits.
Three times the Senate has tried to temporarily extend that emergency assistance. And three times a minority of senators, basically the same crowd who said no to small businesses, said no to folks looking for work and blocked a straight up or down vote.
In the GOP address, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts accused the president of trying to avoid scrutiny of health care changes with his recess appointment of the new head of Medicare and Medicaid services. Australia's new Prime Minister Julia Gillard has called for a new election. Stuart Cohen has more from Sydney.
It's been just 3 weeks since Julia Gillard made history, ousting her predecessor Kevin Rudd and becoming Australia's first female prime minister. In that time, she's settled many of the issues that contributed to Rudd's loss of popularity, settling a tax dispute with the country's powerful mining industry, renewing a promise to take on climate change, and adopting a harder line on refugees. With her Labour Party recapturing some of that popularity in recent polls, she's called an election for August 21st, hoping the momentum will carry them to a second term in office, and making Julia Gillard Australia's first elected female prime minister. Voters will have a clear choice to make at election time. The leader of the opposition is a staunch conservative Catholic and a climate change skeptic. He's also promised to undo that contentious mining tax that ultimately brought down Kevin Rudd. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The Obama family's relaxing in Maine this weekend, enjoying hiking, biking, and relaxing in Acadia National Park. Crews continue to look for at least one person believed trapped in a partially collapsed parking garage in Hackensack, New Jersey. Rescuers saw the person via a remote camera, but couldn't get the person out until the structure was shored up. This is NPR. Calling it the largest federal health care fraud takedown in history, Attorney General Eric Holder announced the indictment of scores of medical professionals. 94 doctors, nurses, and clinic owners are charged with scheming to defraud Medicare out of $251 million. 36 defendants have been arrested in five cities so far. Trying to resolve reception complaints about the new iPhone, Apple CEO Steve Jobs has announced a fix. NPR's Laura Seidel with the story.
Jobs admitted that there is a problem, but he gave a demonstration of other smartphones that purported to show they each had similar reception issues.
What the data says leads you to the conclusion that this has been blown so out of proportion.
Jobs emphasized that Apple loves its customers, but that Apple isn't perfect. He says customers get a free case or they can return their phones and cancel their AT&T contracts within 30 days if they aren't satisfied. The Apple CEO says that the iPhone 4 only drops one extra call out of 100 compared to the iPhone 3. The fix and the stats didn't convince Consumer Reports to change its rating for the phone. The publication says it is still not recommending the device. But that hasn't deterred Apple fans. The company says it sold more than 3 million iPhone 4s. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
A New York street artist says he plans to appeal a federal judge's ruling upholding new regulations designed to limit the number of art vendors in the city's busiest parks. City officials say the parks have become too crowded, but the suit to block the rules argued that farmers markets and holiday commercial vendors create more congestion than artists. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.